Okay, one of the things that I'm very interested in, and people are around here, and they asked me to ask you about this, is the whispers. I love that word. Whispers about the possibility of Elizabeth Warren and Deval Patrick as possible Clinton VPs. You tell me what you think, then I'll tell you what I think.
Sure. I think, in particular, Elizabeth Warren needs to be on the short list, if only for the Clinton campaign to make overtures to that wing of the Democratic Party. And she needs serious vetting, if only to try and draw Sanders supporters back in, because there's a tremendous overlap between the fans of Elizabeth Warren and the fans of Bernie Sanders.
Does your polling indicate to you, Tim Versalotti, and you are a master poller? On our Vox Pop program here at WAMC, on our morning programs, we're getting a lot of mail saying from Bernie supporters saying, "I will never vote for that woman." And then, of course, I'm a Bernie voter, but I argue with them about things like the Supreme Court, and they say, "I don't care."
Well, that raises two questions. One, is it just the raw emotion of the moment, and we can look back 8 years ago to Hillary Clinton's supporters who were making similar vows? And those feelings tend to flatten out a bit once you get past the nominating conventions and you confront hard choices. And there are particularly hard choices this year with at least a vacancy on the Supreme Court and potentially more vacancies. The stakes will be pretty high. That's the first point. The second is, folks who say they will never vote for Hillary Clinton, are these people who were brought into the process, particularly young people, may not have been planning to vote anyway. And so sitting out might not be depriving her of the number of votes that it appears right now. I'll add a third point. Callers to radio programs and writers of letters to the editor and posters on internet comment sections, that's sure not a representative sample of anybody's base. They're the most vocal.
Well, you're a political scientist, so I want to ask you this. It seems to me that this is just incredibly dumb that if your position on the social issues is so strong that you won't vote for Hillary, you'll sit it out, which is really, and you'll correct me on this if I'm wrong, a vote for the Republicans, isn't it?
It can be in state. And again, the other thing we need to keep in mind, where are these vows occurring? If they're in swing states, then it's a lot more problematic than if these are in reliably blue states. And so, and the Clinton campaign so far seems to be acutely aware of this issue and desiring to not push Sanders out of the race. Now, her supporters are a different story, but the campaign itself is simply saying, "Yeah, we were there 8 years ago. We know how this is. Play it out, no problem," in the hopes that they can win over those voters in the swing states where they will make a difference.
Now let's talk about Deval Patrick. I've asked Deval Patrick a number of times whether he would run for vice president, and he's assiduously said no for a number of reasons. He had to go out and earn a living. He didn't want to be number two to anybody. I think he would be a superb choice, except for where he comes from.
He would be a compelling choice on the ticket for the reasons that you cited, and also his speaking ability. He can fire up a crowd. He's very adept at that. And while Secretary Clinton has certainly had her share of experience in terms of getting people fired up, sometimes you rely on that running mate. To do that on the stump and in the vice presidential debate. And so Patrick would have an advantage there. One of the questions that comes up in discussions of candidates is his work with Bain Capital since leaving the corner office. And would that somehow alienate the Sanders supporters that Clinton is trying to woo back for the general election? And I'm not sure. I think a lot will depend on what exactly Deval Patrick has been doing for Bain Capital and how he justifies his work there and argues that he is in sync with the concerns about economic inequality that have been articulated in the nominating process.
So, do you think Deval Patrick would be a good vice president. Let's put it that way. You know, let's say Hillary is the president and Deval Patrick is the vice president. He's somebody to ride the river with, isn't he? I mean, he doesn't have to worry about a double cross. There are certain governors I know of certain states. You would never put them as vice president unless you were really, you know, off the wall, because, you know, they might stab you in the back.
Yeah, I don't get that sense from Patrick at all, from his public persona. And he would bring to the ticket domestic administrative experience, which Secretary Clinton lacks. Her strong suit is foreign policy and her experience in the legislature. He has run a state for two terms. He is acutely familiar with important domestic policy issues. Think about infrastructure, which will be a huge issue in the coming fall campaign and for whomever is elected president. Patrick wrestled with those issues while governor of Massachusetts. He's also very aware of the needs of public schools and the issues surrounding charter schools. And so in that regard, his expertise in domestic politics would absolutely bring something to the ticket.
But doesn't he also, Tim Versalotti, bring black voters to the ticket, something that we know happened with Obama?
He certainly would help. Yeah, what we've seen in the spring has been that Hillary Clinton hasn't had a lot of trouble attracting black support. But if we're trying to project Obama-level support among African-American voters, unprecedented 92% of black voters going for Obama in 08 and 2012, Deval Patrick could add at the margins to that in terms of firing up black voters to reach those Obama levels. And depending on who the Republican nominee is, that could make a difference.
Well, we only have 2 minutes, but I wanted to ask you this one. Have you been able to pick up anything in your polling that indicates whether both houses of Congress, particularly the Senate, are at real stake here because of the presidential election?
More so the Senate than the House. And the field of seats in play in the Senate has grown in the last week or so, since the New York primary, since Donald Trump reasserted his command of that race, and should he be on the ticket as the Republican nominee, there could be seats in play that people hadn't anticipated before, in places like Iowa, for example, where Chuck Grassley will be up this year. It could not only give the Democrats a bit of a cushion in the Senate, but it could also spill over into the House. No one's talking about flipping the House yet, but the Senate seems more in play with a Trump or Cruz at the top of the ticket.
Well, Tim Versalotti, you are a good man. We know how busy you are as the pollster-in-chief in Massachusetts, and we love the idea that you spend this time with us. And when we come back, we'll ask you about, let's talk about Charlie Baker and his governorship and his political position in all of this.
I look forward to it.